The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
In Washington, D.C., council candidate Nate Fleming was recently carjacked at a gas station. Police data shows carjackings are on the rise in many cities, up 55% in New York and a staggering 85% in Philadelphia.
The idea the United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Now, from the Relief Factor studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
I saw the ratings information that came out watching Jesse Waters' debut on Fox News Channel. And, you know, let's face it, that's a bit of a litmus test to know where the country is going. You know, if the country is woke, if most of us are progressives or leftists, cruel, we'd watch CNN, right? We'd watch MSNBC. More, 3.3 million more people watched Jesse's debut on Fox News than CNN's Democracy in Peril special. Evidently, CNN, Americans don't think democracy is in peril. Evidently, they don't think that January 6th nearly upended our entire government and our representative republic. Evidently, our democracy isn't in peril, CNN, and people are watching Jesse Waters say, this is Waters, and this is my world. He had 3.8 million total average viewers. 3.8 million. CNN, with their dopey democracy in peril coverage, they had 700,000 total viewers. Can I repeat that to you one more time? 3.8 million total average viewers for Jesse Waters on Fox News, 700,000 total viewers for CNN. You know, if you're watching CNN, you're not seeing the video that one reporter, Bill Malugin, and his team produced and aired from the border. This is a pretty remarkable thing. And as we welcome you back into the ReliefFactor.com studios, and you listen to us on this great radio station, and we're grateful, I also hope you will watch us on Salem News Channel, because I'm about to play a report that you've got to see with your own eyes to believe. I know it's not going to shock you to hear that the Biden administration is shipping thousands and thousands of illegals that appear to all be adult males all around the country. Transporting them all around the country, sending them out on cabs, buses, planes. It's planes, trains, and automobiles for the adult male illegals. And you got to see this report to believe it. So this is a good time for you to check out Salem News Channel. You can go to salemnewschannel.com. You could download the app for Apple or Android. Roku, we're all over the place. And man, I'm jealous. Some of my colleagues have got brand new fancy sets. Larry Elder's sitting on a beautiful new set. Dennis Prager's got a brand new beautiful set. We got some duct tape and some string. And I got some Radio Shack lights. We found the only Radio Shack still open. I'm kidding. And they promise one day we're going to get a big, beautiful new set, too. Moving cameras and all of that. But listen, I'm always the I'm like the kid that nobody wants to talk about. I'm only the top rated, top billing show in the company. They're building all these studios for everybody. All here? Well, we're just kind of hanging on by a thread. Mike who? So we'll get our studios. But in the meantime, and it looks good, even with what we're doing here. You'll see. Go to Salem News Channel, or you go to MikeOnline.com. You can watch us on Rumble. Where else? What other platform? Mike Online? What am I missing? That's everything. So check this out, because you want to see this report from Bill Malugin talking to Bill Hemmer yesterday, Fox News Channel, showing video. And again, you got to see this with your own eyes, as well as listen with your own ears here. If you can't get to a computer or your smartphone, listen and watch this.
So we've been waiting for this Biden administration releasing a long-awaited report on migrant encounters at the southern border during the month of December. It shows the number trying to enter the U.S. last month higher than the three previous Decembers combined. Bill Malugin on that story, some stunning video as well, live in Brownsville, Texas. Wow. Bill, good morning.
Bill, good morning to you. Right now, we are in front of a parking garage in Brownsville where, for the very first time during this border crisis, we actually witnessed the mass release of single adult male migrants from federal custody. Take a look at this video we shot right here on Sunday afternoon. What you're looking at are federally contracted buses dropping off dozens of migrants at this parking garage. And what you'll quickly notice is these are all single adults being released, almost all of them men. No children, no family units. And this raised eyebrows with us because single adults are supposed to be expelled from the country via Title 42. So we watched as these migrants were ushered into this unmarked office with a for lease sign. There were some black tarps set up outside to restrict the public from viewing what was going on. And after a short time in that office, we started noticing taxi cabs showing up to this parking garage, the La Plaza parking garage. We watched as migrants then came out of the office, got into the taxi cabs, and the taxi cabs started driving away. So we followed those taxi cabs. They ended up going to Harlingen Airport, about 20 to 30 minutes away from where we are. And those migrants were just dropped off at the airport to fly around the country. We talked to a couple of them. They said they were going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami, and they had just crossed illegally and paid a cartel $2,000 to do so. So I reached out to the city of Brownsville to ask what the heck's going on here, and they confirmed they're involved. Take a look at the statement if we can pull it up right now. City of Brownsville telling me in part, quote, in reference to migrants in federal custody, the City of Brownsville's Office of Emergency Management through federal assistance from FEMA facilitates the transfer of these migrants to their final destination by allowing them to use services to contact their families, NGOs, or a taxi cab. La Plaza Parking Garage serves as a staging center where migrants coming into the country are provided with travel information to facilitate transfer to their final destinations. They went on to tell me that media is not allowed to go inside and shoot video. I reached out to CBP to ask about the release of single adult migrants. They told me they were not involved with this. I reached out to ICE. They told me they are looking into it. However, a source within ICE tells me this was an ICE release. We'll send it back to you.
There's an answer to all of this, and you know what it is. I'm going to start saying this just like I have some kind of a tick. November 8th. There's only one way to solve the mess we're in. It's November 8th. And we're going to flood the polls. We're going to upend this craziness. We've got criminals roaming the streets because progressive district attorneys, Democrats all, believe in springing bad guys. We've got cities on fire. We got crime. We got CNN, I'll remind you, insisting that we're making that up. And we're making it up. That's a conservative talking point. There's not really crime. You know that actor, what's his name? The guy that I gotta play this clip for you. Michael, what's his name? The guy that took the video. What clip is that? Michael Rappaport. Where's that clip? You gotta hear this. This is what we're making up. Now, Michael Rappaport is certainly no conservative. And I've heard him on Howard Stern. He rants and raves. He gets all angry and raises his voice. But he's quite a character. And he's in New York City. And he's watching a shoplifter, a looter, I guess a social justice activist, walk in and clear the shelves at a Rite Aid. and he can't believe his eyes. Listen to this.
Yo, I'm looking at this dude. Yo, this dude is... I can't believe I'm seeing this. This mother... Yo, this guy just filled his two bags up with everything in Rite Aid right here on 80th and 1st Avenue. He's walking down the street like is Gucci. Look at me in my face like what's good. I was watching him the whole time. My man just went Christmas shopping in January. He had the shampoo.
Now, you want to know the crazier part than Michael Rappaport being surprised that there's shoplifting going on in New York City right in front of everybody, broad daylight? And you want to know what's even crazier and funnier in a sick way? There's a security guard right there. The shoplifter, the looter, walks right by the security guard who isn't doing anything. He's got a jacket on with the big security on the back of his coat. And he stands there and watches the guy. The guy literally brushes right by the security guard. The security guard, what are they paying the security guard for? Just to stand there? Why don't we just put mannequins up in stores in New York? I may never go back. I swear, I may never go back. New York is turning into a hellhole. And Democrats are watching it. They're letting it happen. I can't wait to get Joe Borelli's take on all of this insanity. You got a Harlem City councilwoman expressing condolences to the family of the man who murdered two NYPD officers this past weekend. It happened in her district, and she sends out a tweet offering sympathy and condolences to the killer, the cop killer. I honest to goodness, I need a vacation, and I think I'll never go back. I'm at a point I have grown up yearning to live in New York, and I've lived there. I've grown up dying to go to Broadway shows and eat at Tony's Di Napoli and have a ball in New York City. That happened. What was it? 80th and 1st Avenue? That video, we're going to post that whole thing at MikeOnline.com. You got to check it out and see it for yourself. And Michael Rappaport is shocked, shocked that there's gambling here in Casablanca. Hey, Michael, it's happening all over the city. It's happening all over American cities. And the guy with the face mask on and the hoodie or the hooded parka walking out of that Rite Aid, looking back menacingly at Michael Rappaport, it's as if he's saying, what are you going to do? I'm performing an act of social justice, filling up bags of items from the Rite Aid and strolling out like it's Christmas morning in January, like Rappaport said. Welcome to Democrats America. Hey, Michael. Welcome to Democrats New York City. How you like it now? 1-800-655-MIKE. A city that just saw two police officers murdered, assassinated, gunned down by some gutless coward who thankfully is now burning in hell. November 8th. That's it. November 8th. And everybody ought to wise up, including New Yorkers. 1-800-655-MIKE. Join me. I'm sorry. I'm fired up today. Hope you are too.
Get the Mike Gallagher weekly newsletter with featured videos and more at MikeOnline.com.
Hey, Mike. I was listening to you about all the illegals in Brownsville being shipped all over the United States. This is craziness. I can't wait for November 8th either. No other country in the world is stupid enough to bring illegals in here and the taxpayers pay for them? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the bottom line we're all paying for. You want to hear more crazy? I got to give you the White House Deputy National Security Advisor, Jonathan Finer. This guy, you got to hear this. I want to give you a soundbite. This guy's on CNN. Now, if you're driving, put your hands 10 to 2 focus on the road. If you're standing, sit down. Listen to this guy.
Why should Americans care about what's happening in Ukraine?
Because it goes to a very fundamental principle of all nations, which is that our borders should be inviolate, that our sovereignty should be respected. If the international system is to mean anything, it should mean that no country can change another country's borders or affect another country's government by force. But Russia, by massing all of these troops on Ukraine's border, is calling into question those very basic principles.
I swear, I'm gonna stroke out. I'm gonna slump right over. If you're watching on Salem News Channel, you're just gonna see me go right face forward. I'm gonna plant my face. Can you imagine a Biden administration official, the White House Deputy National Security Advisor, claiming that borders should be inviolate and sovereignty should be respected when it comes to Ukraine? Mr. Feiner, can I show you a map? Why don't you start here with sovereignty and borders being inviolate? We need fighters. Congressman Ken Buck from Colorado is a fighter. We need warriors. I'm going to ask Ken Buck about November 8th and about the midterms and election integrity and about all this craziness and big tech's foot on our throats. Congressman Ken Buck coming up next.
Mike Gallagher Show.
Everyone who's white is not the same, and only an entitled white liberal could believe otherwise. No normal person could ever think that. So let's stop using the phrase. Don't use the term people of color. This is the crudest kind of propaganda designed to divide the country by race. So don't say it. What do you replace it with? What do you call people who don't look like you? Well, if they're citizens of this country, maybe you call them Americans, because that's what they actually are.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
We're watching the country sort of disintegrate, and we've got Republicans who are in the trenches fighting for America. We need leaders. We need clarity. We need warriors. Congressman Ken Buck is a perfect example of that. He represents Colorado's 4th Congressional District. He's the top Republican on the House Judiciary Antitrust Subcommittee. And I am so fascinated by watching Americans sort of almost silently sit by as big tech censors prominent people, including the President of the United States. It's a real honor to welcome Congressman Ken Buck to the Mike Gallagher Show. Thank you, sir, for joining us. I'm glad you took some time from shoveling snow outside to join us for a few minutes on the Mike Gallagher Show.
It's good to be with you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. This week, there's a legendary singer and songwriter, Neil Young, who told Spotify, "You better take Joe Rogan's podcast down, or I'm out. Either Joe Rogan goes or I go." There's nothing really shocking about watching the left and big tech and social media platforms and even music and content platforms like Spotify deplatform prominent people, maybe with millions of followers, just because they don't follow the sort of the toe the line. They did it to President Trump, banned him. I imagine it's a lifetime ban. I don't know. I'm so glad you've been in there pushing back against this, because to me, Congressman, this is the quintessential example of un-American behavior. Why in the world aren't more Americans enraged about the role big tech is playing in our daily lives?
I think it's a matter of information, Mike, and that's one of the reasons I'm so happy to be on your show. I think one of the things that a lot of Americans don't understand is just the scope, the gravity of what big tech does. They know every place that you've been. They know everything you've searched for. They know who you talk to. The amount of privacy that we're giving up right now is astonishing. And I think that what's great is these bills don't just go after the censorship issue. They go after the censorship and the privacy and really the competition in the marketplace. One of the great things that has happened in the last 50 years is that in radio, we have a variety of shows that we can listen to from the right to the left and all the way in the middle. I don't listen in the middle or the left, but some people do. The same with cable TV. we have the same opportunity. And it's because of competition that we were able to address the folks that wanted to be politically correct. And these antitrust bills do exactly that. They open up these platforms the same way that that radio was opened up and cable TV.
Well, it's a great analogy because you're right. I'm fascinated by the left's insistence that speech they don't agree with doesn't need to be critiqued. It needs to be shut down. And it feels like this has just happened in with the kind of intensity we're witnessing within the last 2 years. I mean, it seems to me that COVID has been the excuse to silence dissent. Am I wrong in connecting those dots that way?
Well, I think it really started maybe even a little pre-Donald Trump, but certainly with Donald Trump's ascendancy, the left could not figure out how on earth Donald Trump became president. They didn't realize the great connection he had with working class Americans.
And still has.
And absolutely, and still has. And so because they couldn't understand it, they tried to blame different things. And one of the things that they blamed was, well, he uses his Twitter account to spread, you know, what they call false information. And so they wanted to shut him down from them. But you're absolutely right. It really ramped up with COVID and the different opinions on the efficacy and the necessary nature of the vaccine and really the threat that COVID posed to the American public.
There are so many reasons that point towards a Republican landslide in November. I don't want to get overconfident. I certainly don't think I don't want to count our chickens yet before they hatch. But there's good news coming. It feels like the cavalry is on the way. Over on the Senate side, a Senate panel approved antitrust legislation forbidding big tech from favoring their own products and services over the competitors. And on the House side, I mean, there's six antitrust bills that are crucial. Can you kind of walk through for us what the potential could be in terms of legislating some fairness for a change when it comes to big tech?
Sure. So one of the bills that I think will come to the floor in the next few weeks is a venue bill. And it's very simple and straightforward. It just allows the state attorney generals to sue in whatever state they want to sue in. So Texas sued Google, and a judicial panel moved the case to the Eastern District of New York. In a situation like that, we believe in states' rights. We want to make sure that if Texas sues Google, the case stays in Texas. A lot of these cases are getting moved to the Northern District of California so that big tech is playing in their own backyard. But the bill that was marked up last week in the Senate is a great bill, and it basically says that here's Amazon, and it sees a product that's selling really well on its site, on its platform. So what it does is it goes and makes a very similar product, and then it pushes the competitor's product to page 3 of the search and puts its product up on page 1. And so it's preferencing its own product. Apple does the same thing with the App Store. If you're going to Spotify, you've got to pay extra. If you're going to Apple Music, you pay. The App Store doesn't charge its own products the same surcharge. And so there are these bills that just create competition. Another great one, Mike, is this portability bill, where you own your data. When you search for something, you own that data. And if Bing will pay you more than Google for that data, then you can go to Bing. Or if you don't want to have anybody sell your data to advertisers, you can go to DuckDuckGo. But that data is yours. And I think that's so important, because just like how we opened up the cell phone market by giving people their own cell phone numbers and letting them keep their contacts and photos, this is the idea behind this is to create competition by allowing people to have the portability of their own data when they search. So these bills really combined create the competition we're looking for in this big tech data, marketplace.
Visiting with Congressman Ken Buck from Colorado, and that's so important what you just said about creating competition, which is something, again, that fundamentally the left doesn't want to have. They don't favor competition. They don't understand it. And it's shocking to me. I mean, there's so many things happening right now, Congressman, that alarm me as an American. We had principles growing up that we believed in. There were choices. There were, and so this has become this sort of heavy-handed way that the left can stifle, can shut down, can silence any other view but their own. This is why the upcoming election and elections in general are so crucial. This is why it matters. We've got to get this right in November, because if we do, we got a very good chance of getting this country back on the rails again.
I agree with you, Mike. And one of the things that you and I haven't really touched on at this point, but it's so important behind the concept of competition. If a company like Google controls the information that Americans see, and 94% of desktop searches are performed on Google, if they control that information, they control a democracy. They changed the algorithm just before the election, 6 months before the election in 2020. And the algorithm favored Joe Biden and disadvantaged Donald Trump. By doing that, they changed the information Americans got, thought about, contemplated in making a decision about who to vote for president. We aren't a country that believes in censorship by the government. And we aren't a country that believes that we should have these mega international corporations that control the information that Americans see. Competition is so essential in this marketplace.
You know, can we talk big picture about the country and what's happening in America? Because something fascinating is going on. NBC stood there, Chuck Todd, with a somber look on his face Sunday morning and said, Americans don't think Biden is competent. And that's coming from NBC. We have, in 1 year, we have gone to a place that I'm sure the mainstream media and the Trump-hating machine never saw coming.
Absolutely. And while I grieve for where this country is right now, and I still, the pictures of our withdrawal from Afghanistan are seared in my mind. Mm-hmm. The inflation, when I see people going to the store and picking through different products because price is now such an essential element for them because of rising prices, and the same with the gas pumps. I see the hordes of people coming across our southern border that President Trump had taken action to protect America from. All these things changed in the matter of 1 year. And I think it's so important that Americans understand that the election and their vote will be counted. And it does matter. And we will regain the House and hopefully regain the Senate. And we will hold President Biden accountable for the last 2 years of his presidency until we can return a Republican president to the White House.
When I have callers who challenge me when I say that Republicans all over the country are fighting to ensure election integrity, which is so crucial, Americans need to know that our elections are fair and are accurate. We know what happened. And I play a clip all the time when it comes to the way Democrats managed to change election, you know, voting rules all throughout the country because of COVID. It's a quote from Hanoi Jane herself. It didn't get a lot of airplay, but we caught it, and I play it often. I want to play it for you.
COVID is God's gift to the left.
You know, that's the mindset of the machine, the beast, as I call it, who upended a lot of our election process just so they could claim that COVID needs to let people mail in their ballots, drive through 24/7, drop boxes on every corner. But to be clear, Republicans are fighting back against this, and I see great things happening in Florida and Texas and in red states all over the country. What do you say to the American who says Republicans aren't doing anything to make sure that our elections stay fair and honest?
Well, I say one word, Virginia.
Right.
You know, we won Virginia up and down the ticket. We won Virginia. And it was a really important race to send a signal to all of America that we can win races and we will win races. We came very close to New Jersey, a very blue state, because we can win races and will win races. The Soros machine spent a lot of money to win Secretary of State races. we need to make sure that Americans don't just focus on the governor's race, and that's very important in the state, or the state attorney general's race, very important, but also make sure you go down the ballot to the secretary of state. We've got to win some of those races to make sure that we have election integrity in America. We win back the House. With your help, we'll win back the House, but we have to fight for those secretary of state positions.
Amen. Real important. Secretary of state is crucial, and on a local level, man, it's important to get it right on the school board level. Look at the school board member in Pennsylvania who literally wrote an op-ed saying, we don't work for you. Can you imagine the audacity of a member of a school board telling parents, we don't work for you?
Well, if a member of Congress did that, it would be the last time that member of Congress was working in Congress. I can tell you that Americans care deeply that there is accountability in the election process. And I very much hope that people step up. And that's one of the problems we have. You know, we got comfortable. Donald Trump was doing the right thing in office. We agreed with his policies. We had the House and we had the Senate, and Americans just got comfortable that life was good and was going to continue. And then we had this rebellion, and we had Nancy Pelosi back in charge and Chuck Schumer. And we've got to make sure that when we get control again, we don't get complacent, that we keep our fervor, and that we make sure we hold Republicans accountable, but we also make sure that the Democrats don't take over, because there is no such thing as a moderate Democrat administration, and this Biden administration has proven that.
Congressman Ken Buck, I'm grateful for your patriotism, for your passion, your insight, and your clarity, and thanks for joining us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Mike. It's been great to be with you.
Congressman Ken Buck, what do you think? 1-800-655-MIKE. Is he right? Are you discouraged or are you encouraged? I think you need to be encouraged. I really do. The crazier they get, I think about the Ben Shapiro line from years ago. All they had to do was not be crazy, and they'd still have control. But they can't help themselves. The Democrats can't help themselves. Are you looking for, do you think November 8th is going to be the day that this country desperately needs and we're going to win? I do. What about you? 1-800-655-MIKE.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play the Mike Gallagher Show.
Though sometimes I wish someone could. Nobody does it quite the way you do. Why'd you have to be so good? The way that you hold me.
Hey, Mike, as far as the Biden administration bringing illegals all over the United States, if they come to Miami or any part of Florida, Governor DeSantis said he's going to ship them to Delaware. And I hope he does. I hope he really does. And I can't wait for November 8th. November 8th, November 8th, November 8th. Thanks, Mike.
Isn't it dereliction of duty what's going on the southern border? Biden refusing to follow the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America. Didn't they take oaths to uphold the laws of the United States of America? Isn't that impeachable?
Well, frankly, I would think not knowing what year it is would be an impeachable offense. I mean, it's a heck of a lot better reason than the reasons they tried to impeach Trump over. I would think not knowing, for your commander-in-chief not to know what year it is, that might be a problem. David's in San Antonio. Big, big border crisis in San Antonio, right, David?
Absolutely, Mike. My girlfriend is a flight attendant for a particular, you know, large airline.
Right.
And so I take her to and from the airport every time she, you know, takes off or arrives. And that may be 2 to 3, maybe 4 times a week. And every single time I go there to pick her up or drop her off, there is at least 1, maybe 2 big white buses. Or you have all kinds of families sitting outside, laying outside if the weather's appropriate, waiting for their flight to go. And usually it's I usually will pick her up anywhere mid-morning or late at night.
Late
and that's
at night.
Where I've seen the 2 and 3 buses.
How interesting. You know, this is happening, you know, and open our eyes. Let's make sure we're aware of it. David, thanks for sharing that with us. Portions of the show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Coming up, Councilman Joe Borelli from New York City. I can't wait to ask him what it feels like to have a colleague who offered sympathy to the family of the killer of two NYPD officers. That's next.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.